Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Philemon chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you." If you're the kind of person who has an active faith in Jesus that bears itself out in regular service toward others, don't be surprised if you experience seasons when your energy level diminishes. You may at times feel drained, worn out, or in desperate need of a break. During these seasons, it's a true gift when the Lord brings you a nice spiritual boost. Often, Christ will use His people to refresh each other. The kind words, acts of service, and prayers of other brothers and sisters in Christ can have a huge impact on how we feel. These personal, gospel-saturated investments refresh our spirits and contribute toward our ability to continue pressing on in the labors Christ has entrusted to us. Who has the Lord routinely used to comfort you? Who has He placed in your life to refresh your spirit? Who seems to know the right words to say or actions to take to remind you of Christ's love and continual presence? If the Lord brings someone to your mind that fits this description, how can you thank them today? Do they know how the Lord is using them to refresh your spirit? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read a portion of it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the thankfulness that's expressed in this portion of Scripture. A thankfulness that demonstrates the joy and the comfort that can be received as believers in Christ show genuine love toward one another. Lord, you use our brothers and sisters in Christ to refresh our spirits and to encourage our hearts. And so frequently, Lord, that's exactly what we need. Lord, when we're serving you and when we're going about the day-to-day responsibilities you've entrusted to us, there can be seasons when we feel down or discouraged or depleted, and at times that can influence whether or not we feel enthusiastic about pressing on in the labors that you've given us to do. And then you send along your people to encourage us and to share a kind word or do something that communicates just how much they love or appreciate us. And Lord, that is such a gift. We're so grateful for the people that you place in our lives who treat us that way, who show us your kindness, who make investments in our health, and who help encourage us to continue serving as you enable us to serve. Father, we are grateful for this expression of love, and by your grace, we pray that we would delight to show that kind of love to others because we know it reflects the heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for these things. We're grateful for your presence with us today, and we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.